the eternal God. How astonishing to mortal minds is the eternity of God, who was, and who is to come, for ever. Amen. He is beyond reason, because he is the unreasonable Ancient of Days. He is the everlasting Father, whose day has no start, and whose year has no end. He is the Son, begotten of love, whose light burst into time from eternity. He is the eternal Spirit of goodness and truth, comfort, love, and grace. From everlasting to everlasting, he is, and was, and ever shall remain God. From vanishing point to vanishing point, he inhabits eternity. He alone can say, I am that I am, and there is none like unto me, declaring the end from the beginning. For he links up the start with the finish in a sphere of eternity. He knits together each Genesis with its revelation in his timeless unknowing. He will bring to fruition all that he declared from before the earth's foundation. Only created words in a created time can describe this uncreated eternal one. And writers scrape their dregs of understanding to find a word that befits this God. Painters dig to the depth of their imagination to represent this unbelievable being. Music rises to the heights of euphoria in an attempt to capture a fraction of his essence. Heaven is his star-jeweled throne, and earth his emerald-strewn footstool. The heaven of heavens cannot contain the wonder of his unique personage. And yet, my body is the temple of his majesty, his glory, and his compassion. A body of believers is the fragile dwelling place in which he chose to reside, forever loved forever. Dreams and delights of eternity with the Eternal One ooze from Scripture's pages, as prophets and poets alike search to pen words that describe this Eternal One. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and heart has not searched out his majesty. For God inhabits eternity, yet time nestles deep within the bowels of God. Oh, he knew every yesterday that has passed in the experience of every man. He knows each tomorrow and understands each present thought of today. He is never far from any of us, though sense and sensibility dictate the opposite. He feels every pain, sorrow, doubt, and joy more acutely than any of his creatures. Sometimes, however, the stark reality of life shadows this amazing eternal God, and past promises of love and grace, and a future residence in heaven is dimmed, because we live in today, a time that seems so far removed from the Eternal One and his eternal ages, as we are bombarded by the pressures and panics that erode away the core of life. But however long and arduous this mortal strain and trivial round appears, however deep the scars that have wounded the soul of the soldier of Christ, our times are in his hand. Every moment of every day of the life we live here, our times are in his hands. One day, this life with its pressures and pains will be over. O Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Teach us to redeem the time we have left, and use it to the praise of the Eternal God, the Eternal God who loved you from before time began, the Eternal God who knew you before the ages were formed, the Eternal God who chose you to be the temple of his eternal presence for the rest of your time on earth and into the eternal ages that are to come.